What would that be, matey? Foxy asks. Well, last night you called the other animatronics traitors. What did they do to you? I ask. Foxy freezes up for a second, then looks back at me. Well, you see, about 16 years ago, 'twas an incident concerning a little girl. He stops for a few seconds, his eyes calibrating. I bit her. Well, it was just a bite, nothing too serious, right? Tyler, he bit the little girl's frontal lobe off. I did. But it wasn't completely me, though, either, Foxy says. The others had been getting away with a few murders already. I just stayed in the cove and minded me own business. But that day, while I was roaming around the dining room, he talked to me. Who's he? I ask. The one who created us, the Golden One, Foxy says. He told me to head towards the bathrooms. Chica and Brownie followed me inside. Two little girls were waiting for their mother to get out of the bathrooms. I wanted to get out of their way to let me pass, but Bonnie and Chica blocked my path while the Golden One was using some sort of device to make me his slave. I listened intently, wondering who this Golden One was. The little girl tried to get by me, but me actions were not me own. I blocked her path, and she started making fun of me. And the Golden One was talking to me inside me head, telling me some awful things. And it was making me angry. I was confused. I was scared at what he could do to me, and that's what he wanted me to get. Angry. He pauses for a few moments, looking at Jessica and then to me. I bite the girl. Her friend, her sister, begins clawing at me legs, trying to get me to let go of her. Crying, the mother runs out and hits me with her heavy purse, breaking me jaw and causing me to let go of the girl, to my relief. But the damage was done. The girl wasn't dead, but she would never be the same. I could tell. He twitches slightly and continues. Later that night, after they killed the newest security guard, they come to me, little cove, and notice me legs. They were torn. I wasn't in me full costume. That's not allowed. So they break me, and they laugh, and smile, and have a grand old time doing it. Foxy closes his eyes. And once I'm nice and shattered, Freddy comes up to me and says, "You'll never be loved again," before turning me off and stuffing the body into me. Jessica gasps. They must have removed the body very shortly after. It would have been easily visible through the tears in your fur, I say. Aye, they did, and that was the only time I ever had a body inside me. The others, they love it, but I don't. I don't like it at all, Foxy says, sighing. Jessica comes up to him, and he looks up at her. There's a long pause before she comes up and hugs him, saying, "I forgive you." "What?" Foxy says. "I forgive you for what you did to my sister," she says slowly. Foxy leans back a bit, then hugs her tighter, a visible look of sadness in his face. I'm sorry. Sorry for what I did to you and your sister. I smile. Forgiveness was always a good thing. Night 3. Fuck it. If someone really wants to break in here, they can get eaten for all I care, I say as I go into Pirate's Cove. Foxy, wake up. It's time to go. Foxy awakens from his slumber, looking at me. What do you mean, matey? You are coming with me into the security office, so I have some company tonight, I say. Now hurry, before Chica shows up. Foxy hops off the stage and comes with me to the door. As we step outside, we are ambushed by Chica, Freddy, and a heavily twitching and broken Barney. They were blocking the way to the security room. "Run!" I yell as we head for the exit of the restaurant. The janitor leaves the door open for me. "Just run through it," I yell. "I don't think I can, matey. I'm confined to the restaurant," Foxy yells as his legs lock up as he left his designated area. He falls straight onto the ground. I drag him. "I won't leave you. They won't kill you," I yell as I'm able to get him through the door. I quickly slam the door and lock it before they can get through. However, Chica's leg had locked up as well. Only Freddy was at the door, watching me with a content expression like he had usually. "Creepy freak. I always hated your music," I yell at him through the glass. I look back at Foxy and see him struggling to get up. I rush over to him and unlock his legs again. He gets up and looks around. "So, this is what it's like on the outside, eh?" He looks off into the distance. "Not quite as glorified as I originally thought, but it'll do." I laugh. It's pretty run down in this part of town. He didn't know that, but he would probably figure it out if I showed him around. But due to the fact that he was a robot with a history of biting a girl's brain out, I decided we should stay near the pizzeria. "Want to go sit in the park and talk?" I say. "It's right around the corner." "Park?" he asks. "What's a park?" "It's a place where there's lots of trees and plants," I say. "Huh. Sure, why not?" he says. "'Tis so much more different outside," Foxy says as his dragonfly lands on his nose. "'Tis a sight to see all of these beautiful things." "I'm glad you like it," I say. "You see this stuff every day?" Foxy asks. "More or less," I say. Foxy walks around the park, visiting and talking to the ducks at the pond, and watching the birds fly overhead. It was very much a different world to him. Unfortunately, he would probably never see it again, which pained me to have to say to him. As I say it, his ears go completely limp, falling down behind him, making the look of a sad animal. "Hey, if something happens, we can always come out here. But I have to stay inside, or else the animatronics could escape. Or at least Freddy could escape. I have to be the bait." Foxy looks at me worryingly. "I hope you don't think like that all the time." "I'm fine, Foxy. I'm okay with it. I don't want them to kill anyone I care about, or anyone for that matter." I hug him. "It will be fine." I look at my watch. "Let's get back to the restaurant. It's almost morning." I begin walking, but Foxy stays where he is. I turn to him, folding my arms. He speaks up. "Will you promise me that I'll see this place again?" he says. I smile. "I promise, bud, you'll see this place again." I grab his claw, and I begin leading him back to the restaurant. Chapter 4. Violence is Golden. Day 4. Time, 7:55 a.m.
"Ah!"
I yell as I wake up from another nightmare. I check the clock and sigh. It's only been another 10 minutes since I last went to sleep. I huff in defeat and throw my head back onto the pillow. The nightmares are getting worse, and it didn't help my already destroyed sleep schedule at all. If the animatronics weren't going to kill me, my lack of sleep was. I sink back into sleep again, and as I rest my tired eyes, I am instantly face to face with a bloodied Freddy Fazbear staring at me through the front door of the pizzeria. I wake up again and find that it's 8:03 now. Knowing sleeping wasn't going to help, I very reluctantly get up. I stumble around my room, finding my employee clothes and lazily throwing them on. I was hating myself for just throwing them everywhere when I got home this morning. I shamble into the kitchen and get a bagel out of the pantry. I grab my house phone and call up Jessica, chewing on the bagel as I dialed her number. She picks up almost immediately. "Hello? Tyler?" she asks.
Yeah, it's me," I say groggily.
You okay? She asks worryingly. Just no sleep at all. Too many nightmares. I also think I'm starting to see things, I say as I sit down in the living room. Well, the hours are murder, no pun intended, she says. I hear the sound of keys opening a door. She had just unlocked the doors to the pizzeria. The hours aren't the only thing that are murder, I say. That's why I feel silly for... She screams at the top of her lungs, and then all I hear is the phone hit the ground and then turn off. I jump at her scream, and then when the phone cuts out, I just stare at the phone. Then I move. I quickly run out my front door and get on my bike. I had to get to the pizzeria, and fast. Time, 8:24 a.m. I run through the doors of the pizzeria and find Jessica's cell phone. The screen was cracked, and it wasn't turning on. It looked like it had been stepped on by a very heavy foot. I look around the dining room and see a clear sign of struggle. Chairs were thrown about. The neatly aligned birthday hats on the tables were either crushed or on the floor, and a blood trail was leading into the back room. No, I say as I run for the back room. Jessica! I yell. But before I get to the back room, the blood trail turns and heads for Pirate's Cove. Chica was standing in the doorway. She was in free-roaming mode. Chica notices me, and her head focuses onto me at inhuman speed. Her head twitches, making her jaw that was unhinged shake around freely. Then she charges at me. Whoa! I shout as I quickly duck and roll under the nearby table and get up on the other side. Chica lifts her arm into the air and smashes it right through the table and turning it into splinters while leaving a reasonably sized dent in her arm. Let's eat plenty of people, kids, Chica says as she tries to bite me. I pick up a piece of wood and shove it into her mouth. She crunches down on it and breaks it into two with hardly any struggle at all, but it gave me enough time to get away. No running, kids, she yells as she continues chasing after me. I run down the hall and into the security office, quickly closing the doors. She appears on the right side window, trying to damage it in any way she could to get through and kill me. I frantically looked around and found the emergency trap door that leads to the basement and into the back room. I quickly grab my flashlight and go in. She had no idea where I would end up, I hoped. Do you hear that, lassie? Foxy says as she passes her a torn shirt to use as a bandage. It sounds like me first mate Tyler is here for ye, and Chica ain't having none of it. He stands up and heads for the door to help him, but Jessica calls out for him, her voice trailing off a bit at the end. Foxy, I still need you, she says as she wraps her spare T-shirt around her leg. Damn, this stinks, she shouts, grimacing at the pain. Foxy moves to support her into a chair, carefully lifting her and placing her down. Chica got a good bite out of your leg, aye? He worriedly says as he looks at her leg. She looks at him. No, it's not too bad. It just stings. I think she broke one of my toes after I got knocked down and tried to push her away. Then I got cut by her teeth. Foxy applies pressure as Jessica wraps the leg. He was careful to be incredibly gentle. He didn't want to hurt her on accident. How was your sister? He asks quietly. What was she like? Jessica pauses and looks up at him, letting out a deep breath. She was my best friend, she says slowly. I was always with my sister. She was the oldest, and I looked up to her so much. After the bite, well, she just wasn't the same person. She pauses and tears swell up in her eyes, but she wipes them away. After the bite, she just ceased to really be. She was still there and everything, but she never remembered anyone or thought of anything and never talked in more than just gibberish. It was as if everything that made my sister was just gone.